Live
and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, we've met Alison Knowles before. She's a Cambridgeshire emotional therapist behind Ollie and His Superpowers, this fascinating way to help youngsters understand their emotions. But she got in touch with me earlier this week to say, "Hey, Glenn, I've just got back from Poland." She's been over there working with people from Ukraine. Afternoon, Alison.
Oh, yeah? How you doing?
I'm not too bad. It sounds like it's been a busy week for you. What were you doing over in Poland?
We got contacted probably about 6 weeks ago by a psychotherapist that we're kind of aware of that's been working in the refugee camps in Krakow in Poland. She said, "We need some help. Everybody's on their knees. You know, there's 3 million refugees in Krakow alone, in Poland alone, let alone the neighbouring countries. They've got nothing. Obviously, they're incredibly traumatised. Everybody working there is a volunteer. It's not government funded. So all the volunteers are on their knees. We can't cope. Can you come?" Because they'd heard about what we do and how effective our therapy is. And I'm like, "Yeah, of course we can." Yeah. So we geared up to go. I'm not sure what we could achieve, if anything. We got there. Day one, Krakow's beautiful. The sun was shining. Everyone was out having cups of coffee. Like nothing was going on. Tale of two cities.
Yes.
And day one, we trained the therapists on the ground out there, and they really were on their knees. They're exhausted. They're giving up every minute of their day free of charge, and they were collapsing. And if they collapse, then there's no one there to support anybody. Hmm. So we did some work with them, and then that night they said, "Come to the centre. Come to the refugee centre." So it was a little bit, "Oh, okay," and we went, and I thought, "I'm tough. Whatever I'm going to see, I've seen it on the news. It's all right." No. What I saw was an apartment building that had been rented to them that they've had to pay for. None of this is funded. It was 6 floors. I don't know how many rooms. Paint was falling off the walls. Toilets were falling off the... It was a mess.
Yeah.
And in every room were 5, 6, 7 people, maybe more. These guys are the guys that pretty well didn't have anything anyway. Hmm. And so they literally, when the bomb started falling and the bullets started flying, they grabbed their kids and they got to a train station with all they could carry, which was probably a plastic bag and the clothes they were wearing. So they end up at this centre, and this centre is not funded. I have to keep saying that. It's volunteers funding this with nothing. And that's it. They're stuck there now because they can't get work. They can't move on. They're traumatised to the back teeth. They need mental health intervention and therapy. It took our knees out. The stories we heard on the news, I can turn it off.
Yeah,
but you can't walk away when a grandma's telling you she watched her son get shot in front of her because a Russian soldier was a little bit impolite, indiscreet with his sister, and he spat at him. We heard horror story after horror story. This place was full of babies, children, teenagers, women and old ladies. Obviously, all the men are still there.
Yes.
This was real. Now, I can't change that. It's too damn big.
Hmm.
But what I can do, because I have to do something, is support that specific refuge. So when we came back, I thought, it's too big. We can't do anything. There's nothing I can do.
Hmm.
Maybe I can do a bit of fundraising and make sure that they do have toiletries, they do have nappies and milk, because they've got nothing. They're having to fund it themselves. But then I thought, the only reason that place is surviving is because of the volunteers out there, the
yes.
therapists and the lay people that are daily fronted with this deep emotion. So we have decided that we have to do something. I know there's problems all around the world, but this I can do something about.
Hmm.
So we're going back, and we're going to put a team out there to work with the volunteers to keep them going, and where possible, work with some of the refugees as well, which involves interpreters and all sorts. It's a cost. We're also going to make sure they get the supplies they need. I walked into a room, there were 1,000 jigsaw puzzles somebody had donated, which is lovely.
Yeah.
I didn't see one teenager playing with the jigsaw puzzles. They want hair gel. So
yes.
We're going to create a list that's actually what this centre needs to be there tomorrow, next week, next year, because this isn't going away. We're going to ask people at the kindness of their hearts. I know we've got a lot going on here at the moment ourselves, but to help, just this one centre.
That's really interesting.
3 million.
Because we're over here and people are trying to do the best they can to help. And people are probably thinking, yeah, Jigsaw, that's going to help someone take the mind off what they've come from. But if it isn't what's needed on the ground, it's not doing any good, is it?
It's not. And you know, what I saw was these volunteers are people with the biggest, kindest hearts. They've all got day jobs. They've got families. They're running themselves into the ground using their own money to keep this place alive and give these people food, for God's sakes, babies, milk. But what they need, and they're just really good meaning, lovely people trying to do their best. And I came away and I've got quite a practical head. I run our business and I went, do you know what? The way we can help is not to try and be a therapist for all 3 million. We can't. What we can do is keep the guys on the ground going by being their therapist and delivering clinics to them. And what we can do is make sure that the stocks of what they need is provided, so that it's what we're actually doing is useful. I mean, the only reason we went is I've sat like everyone else watching the news feeling damn useless.
Yeah.
And this is something I could do. So if I was a hairdresser, I'd go out there and cut hair. I'm a therapist. So that's what I'm going to do.
Everyone's...
And the team behind me have been amazing, and they're doing it too. But and people say, well, you know, it's over there, it's too big. It is. But the people I talked to were you and me.
Yes.
They were you and me. They came home from work to find their house gone. They dodged bullets to get to the train station with babes in arms to save their damn lives. This is you and me.
Yeah.
And we could turn our eyes away because it's too big, or we could do something. And even if it's just working with one center and we help 200-300 people find their way through this, I've got to damn well do it.
I can imagine for someone like you who's got experience helping people through mental turmoil, this is really tricky for you, because where do you even start helping someone who's had to leave their own country and has moved to another country, doesn't speak the language, has barely got the roof overhead?
What we do is make sure that the roof over the head they've got now stays there. And the way we do that is to make sure that there are people working there, volunteers, and that they don't burn out and disappear, because if they do, the centre closes. So it's looking at the big picture and looking at what we could actually do that will make a difference. So, yes, while we're out there, while we're doing the clinics, obviously we're not going to say, no, I'm sorry, you're a Ukrainian refugee. We're not going to help you. Of course we damn well are. But that comes down to how much time we're all, you know, got bills to pay and things to do back here. So for me, initially, what we're going to do is completely focus on the volunteers to keep them going, because if they keep going, then that centre exists. And then with hopefully a lot of help from the people that are behind us and get what we're trying to do and also want to feel they've done something, then we can kind of spread that out a bit and make sure we've got teams there that can do the translation and can work with these incredibly traumatised. I had a 7-year-old, didn't know me from Adam. When I walked in the centre, he walked up, took my hand, and he didn't let go for 2 hours. We've got to do something, and I'm going to. So we're about to, on our webpage, www.ollynewsuperpowers, we're about to put a method up whereby you can donate financially so that we can get out there and do this. We'll be completely open book, so you can see exactly what your money is going towards. Is it a therapist? Is it milk? Is it not jigsaw puzzles? We don't want any jigsaw puzzles. But what these guys really need, and we want the community to adopt this particular refuge as we have.
Yes.
And we'll make sure they can see what's happening and the difference that they will be making, because I know we all want to.
And we know that people over here have got kind hearts. So many people have already put their names down to help any refugees that are going to end up over here. But this is something practical we can do on the ground. These volunteers running the centre, are they just ordinary Polish people who have decided we can't stand by and watch this happen?
Yes, honestly. I spoke to a bank manager, an archaeologist, a couple of teachers. GPs are giving up their time out there because it is not government funded. They're using their own money to keep this place going for these few hundred. And there are centres like this all over Poland, but we can't help all of them. I'm hoping other organisations will do what we're doing and adopt one. But between us, we can help 200-300 people begin to move through this hell and see a future, see a chance.
Absolutely. I can't imagine what you've been facing, and I really hope that you managed to get yourself some rest, but it feels like you don't feel that now is the time to rest. You're already working on the next plan, working on what you're going to do next. Just remind me where we'll be able to find the details of how we can help you help this centre in Poland.
Do you know what? I know all of us have got stuff to face here at the moment, bills, fears, all that, but a can of milk, guys. Yeah. www.ollieanysuperpowers.com, and there'll be a section on the page called Poland or Ukraine, Ollie, I think we're calling it Ollie Poland, so you can find us.
Yes.
And it will give you the option of whether or not you donate something physically, and we'll find a way to ship it out, but that all costs, or whether or not you can help us to get our therapists out there. Now, our guys are going out there, and they are not going to be charging what they charge here. This is something we're going to do. That's our donation. But we need to get our guys out there. So please, if it's in your heart and you want to do something, but more importantly, you want to see what it is you've done, we'll keep you very informed. Adopt them with us.
Will you come back on and let us know on the radio how it's going, how people's donations are helping?
I absolutely will. And if you have a web page, I'll send you pictures of what we're seeing and who we're meeting, and that your stuff is getting to them. There's none of this management takes a cut. We're doing this for the right damn reasons. My dad said to me once, I watched him when I was a kid, he got out of his car, he walked across the road, and he helped this old chap. And I said, why did you do that? And he said, because I really hope someone helps me one day.
Yeah.
It's us, guys.
One more time, if people want to help, they need to go to your website, that website again.
www.ollieanysuperpowers.com. I know the guys are frantically trying to set up the page for you to donate and help us to help them. If you can't find it, any problems, drop us an email from that website. I'd be so damn grateful to anyone that understands what we're trying to do here and wants to feel that they've done something that they can see they've done.
Alison Knowles, thank you very much indeed.
No, thank you for your time, Glenn. Much appreciated.
Cambridge 105 Radio.